when the media is trying to constantly allure us, what can we do to become self-aware? Will we say A, B, C, D, four steps are there. A is association. If we associate with those who are spiritually minded, that helps us to also become reoriented spiritually. We are largely shaped by our association. So if we are to associate with those who are materialistic, we will become materialistic. Association is very important. D is books. If you read some spiritual books like the Bhagavad Gita or some books based on the Bhagavad Gita, read spiritual wisdom that also intellectually orients. So basically, association socially orients us in the spiritual direction. Books, or they intellectually orient us in the spiritual direction. C is chanting. Chanting is meditation. That is a practical that experientially orients us. It gives us experience. Yes, there is something special over here. I want it more. And D is deity. No, we go to temples where there is deity, we pray to Krishna, we take Krishna's prasad. This ABCD, these are practical and potent steps by which you can spiritualize our consciousness. And within these activities, if you find one activity that we like, if you find, I like to read books, I like to hear talks, or I like to sing. So and then, in Bhakti, there are many services also we can do, practically. So if you find anything that inspires us to connect with Krishna, we focus on that and we use that as our focal point. So just as we may have certain things materially to which we are strongly attracted. So like that, even devotionally we find there's something which strongly connects us with Krishna. We focus on that and develop that. And we can practically spiritualize ourselves. Does that answer your question?
Yes. So we try orienting all three parts of our body.